Well, I think they just are tops when it comes to singing, don't you? Let's give them another hand. Very, very beautiful. They're going to sing for us. They came to spend the day, so they're going to sing for us again this afternoon. A folk festival wouldn't be complete without a few superstitions. I had to sprinkle a little salt over my shoulder this morning because somebody handed me this salt cellar, and you know what bad luck that is. If you take it out of a person's hand, you just don't ever do that. It must be set down so that you can pick it up. But J. Russell Riva, one of our good friends from Florida State University, has come down to tell us about some superstitions that you ought to have your minds refreshed on. Here's Mr. Riva.
Thank you very much, Thelma. You know, this idea of superstitions is an interesting one to me. I found that a lot of these things come from the wisdom that people have from their own experience. And you can call something probably a superstition if it's something that hasn't happened ever to work for you. If it's something that has worked at least a few times, you probably call it a belief. Something you believe in, something you might try again if it's worked at least once for you. But things that other notions that other people have that you don't think much of because they haven't worked, you just call a superstition. So really, a lot of these things then come from everyday experience. And yesterday I jotted down a few of them that I especially wanted to mention to remind you of some of these beliefs or superstitions that you've probably heard before. And also in the hope that I might happen to mention one or two new ones that you might like to try now and then. At least I hope I won't ramble too much and mention too many so that you'll get tired of listening to me. You know, one of the things that interests particularly young people who are interested in courting is the whole question of love and marriage. Will the right girl or boy fall in love with them? Will they be married? And if so, how soon? Well, some people like to think that if you have to build a fire and you're interested in someone falling in love with you, if that fire that you've built burns brightly, that means that your sweetheart is really true to you. And probably you're going to be married. But if that fire that you've built yourself smolders and goes out, it means that your sweetheart isn't true any longer. Also, I'm told, some people believe that whenever they stub their toe, their sweetheart is certainly thinking of them. Also, your sweetheart is thinking of you, it said, if your shoestring comes untied. So you might check on your shoes now to find out whether your sweetheart's paying any attention to you right now or not. Then if you happen to see a red bird this morning, that means that you'll see your sweetheart tomorrow. So watch out for red birds if you want to be sure to see your sweetheart the following day. If any of you are interested in being married soon, be careful not to let anyone sweep under your chair, because if he does, that means you won't marry for at least another year. There's an old lady in northwestern Florida who explains that belief by saying that if any woman particularly is so lazy as to sit on a chair and let somebody sweep under it, that's a pretty good sign that she won't make a very good wife. If you girls want to know for sure which man you will marry, if you happen to be sleeping in a strange room some night, name the four corners of that room, and the first corner that you see when you wake up the next morning will represent the name of the person that you'll be sure to marry. Also, you've probably heard that if you get a piece of wedding cake, be sure to put it under your pillow, because then you'll dream of your future husband. Then, too, Sometime it might help you to save the pulley bone of a chicken and put it over a doorway. The first person you see coming through that door will be the one that you'll marry. Then, too, you may have heard that it helps sometimes to know how things stand if you name the core of an apple you've just finished eating and count the seeds in that core while you're saying, one I love, two I love, three I love, I say. Four I love with all my heart, and five I cast away. Six he loves, seven she loves, eight they both do love. Nine he comes, 10 he tarries, 11 he courts, 12 he marries. If the girl is lucky enough to get as far as to have a shower for herself as a bride, many people say that the seventh gift opened at the bride shower will be the gift from the next bride in the group. Also, it's interesting to remember that many people have found out that the number of ribbons that the bride breaks while she is opening her shower gifts will tell the number of quarrels she's going to have with her husband. Then we sometimes like to know what to do to try to be careful to keep away from bad luck. As Thelma mentioned a little while ago, you ought to be careful not to spill salt. Probably this notion rose in the earlier days when salt was not quite so easy to come by as it is now. Anyway, it's unhandy to have an empty salt shaker on the table if you want to season your food. Be careful not to spill the salt and waste it anyway. If you do, it said you're likely to quarrel with somebody in your family, probably for the good reason that you've spilled salt, if nothing else. But if you do happen to spill it, and you're worried about further bad luck coming to you, be sure to throw some of the salt over your left shoulder, and it'll ward off the bad luck. As everybody knows, Friday the 13th is said to be a very unlucky day. I've found my own experience that, for me, it worked out to be a fairly lucky day, but a lot of people say it's an unlucky day. Also, it's said that you should never cut out a dress on Friday, because if you do, you'll die before you wear it out. Remember, too, that it's bad luck to start a job on Friday that you can't finish on that same day. At least that's a good idea to keep people working so that they get the job finished on the day that they begin it instead of waiting, as the Mexicans do, until mañana to get it done. Also, some people claim that if there are more light nights than dark ones during the Christmas season, that means that more white people, the Negroes, will die during the coming year. If there are more dark nights, more Negroes will die during the next year. Yeah. Ought to be rather careful, of course, of your manners at table at all times, but some people say that if you do sneeze at the table, you will hear of someone's death before the week is out. Bear in mind, too, this little rhyme, especially before you eat breakfast. Sing before you eat, cry before you sleep. Other bits of advice that people like to pass on sometimes are that if you plant beans when the east wind is blowing, they will spoil when they're canned. And then, too, if you plant a cedar or a willow tree, you will die when it has grown tall enough to cover your grave. What are some of the things about good health that we might find it helpful to remember? Well, I have no doubt that many people here have found a lot of home remedies that do work, and I've heard many doctors say that folks just like you have often been way ahead of medical science, found a good many things that really are very helpful for all kinds of cuts and bruises and aches and that sort of thing. So maybe you know good things that your doctors haven't yet caught up with. We all know that sassafras tea is a very good spring tonic. You've heard that warming a few drops of sap from a persimmon tree will cure the earache. Also, I wonder how many of you here ever had to wear a bag of asafoetida around your neck because your mother told you that that would keep away all contagious diseases. Well, I did when I was a little boy. I think maybe the idea is that the odor of asafoetida is just so bad that it'll keep everybody so far away from you that they couldn't catch anything. Then we've heard, too, that freshly chewed tobacco will kill snake bites. I don't know if there are any snakes right around here, but if there are any and you happen to get bitten, be sure to bring somebody along who has some tobacco to chew up in a hurry and use it on your snake bite. We're also interested in weather. If we can't talk about anything else when we meet somebody, we always talk about what kind of weather it is today, or how it was tomorrow, how it was yesterday, or how it's going to be tomorrow. Many of us are interested in possible changes in the weather. You've probably heard it said that if there's a ring around the moon, it's going to rain. Have you also heard that the number of stars inside that ring around the moon will tell how many days it will be until rain will come? Then, too, you know, when the moon is in the shape of a crescent, people like to check on the points of the moon, because it's said that if the points point up, the weather will be dry, I imagine, because that cup of the moon is holding the water and it can't spill out. But if the points point down, then it'll be sure to rain. Also, many people like to check on the number of white blooms showing on their cotton fields in the morning, because if there are a lot of white blooms showing, that means that rain will come that same day. Then have you ever heard that weather on the first 12 days of each year will determine the weather for the corresponding 12 months to follow in that same year? Perhaps, too, you've often noticed kittens playing on the floor, and some people have found that when kittens are very playful, usually stormy weather will follow. Also, you probably watched geese flying and remember that a flock of geese flying south is a sign of cold weather. If the geese are going north, it's a sign of warm weather. Other things about weather to remember are if it rains on the 1st of June, the grapes will rot. Be sure to plant your tomato seeds on Valentine's Day and plant your Irish potatoes when the moon is full. Something else about planting that some people believe helps is to plant your corn during the full of the moon. There'll be more corn and less fodder. Also, when the whippoorwill sings in the spring, it's time to plant your corn. It's said, too, and some people rather believe this for sure, that if you're angry when you plant your pepper plants, they'll get hotter and grow faster. Now, I don't suppose there's anybody here who isn't interested in having a little bit more money to live on now and then. We're all interested in improving our income one way or another. So one good belief that many people have to check on whether they're going to have a little bit more money this year than last is to watch the number of bubbles that form when you're pouring out the water for your tea. If there are a lot of bubbles, that means a lot of money is going to come your way. And then I don't imagine there's any boy or girl or man or woman here who hasn't at some time or other felt that the opposite sex always had a better deal, always was more lucky or something of that sort. The boys have a better time than the girls, or the girls have more luck than the boys, and so forth. Well, I'll tell you, there's one sure cure for that thing that many people have found. If you want to change your sex so that you're luckier or have a better time or whatever you're interested in, just kiss your elbow and you can change your sex. Try it sometime. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Russell, for all those words of wisdom. Now, right here, I have to make a very important announcement. You know, Florida Folk Festival is strictly a non-profit organization organized to preserve the old cultures, the old ways of our wonderful state. But we do need to break even. And some of you have been thinking that the stub of your ticket entitles you to pass in and out of the three performances. Well, that's not true. Unless you have a membership, you must buy a ticket each time. And only participants are admitted without paying there at the gate. And our participants have participants' passes. So please cooperate with us on that. You don't want us to go in the hole so that the beautiful Stephen Foster Memorial has to say we can't afford to have the Florida Folk Festival. Sitting back here, ready to play for you, is Columbia High School Band from Lake City. I have a wallet and a set of keys, too. If you'll come up and identify them, we'll be glad to give them to you. One other thing while they're getting ready, I want to remind the little folks not to wiggle around quite so much. We're going to let you go for lunch in just a little bit. And we have some Times Unions. Our pictures are in the paper, by gosh. And if you want your picture, we have some of the Times Unions. They sent them over to you, and they are at the ticket office. And all you have to do is pick them up.
Thank you.
They're going to leave their things right there. We're going to slide them back, boys and girls, so we can get Mr. Punch up forward. And then they're going to open the program at 2 o'clock for us.